This is the BBC Home Service and the British Forces Broadcasting Service. We present Isabel Rennie as Jeannie in the play of that name by Amy Stewart, adapted for broadcasting by Martin C. Webster. The action takes place during the 1930s.
Good afternoon, Mr. McLean. Is Jeannie at home?
Where would she be if she wasn't?
What?
I said, where would she be if she wasn't?
Oh, I'm ever so sorry, Mr. McLean, but honestly, I can't understand a word you're saying.
That's nae loss to me, Mistress Whitelaw.
Well, where's Jeannie?
She's been washing her face after a hard day's work, which is more than you've done by the looks of you.
I don't believe in working my fingers to the bone.
If anybody could see that. What does the good book say? Go to the aunt, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
There.
What do you want with her?
Well, I just looked in to ask if she could let me have a drop of milk for Angus's tea.
Where's your inn?
What?
I said, where's your inn?
Oh, you mean me own. Oh, well, the cat knocked it over.
Shouldn't he have been where the cat could get at it?
Oh, it was that fool of a milkman. He went and left it on the ledge outside the kitchen window when I was having my afternoon nap, you see.
Afternoon nap? A great, sonsy crater like you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Here, and why shouldn't I have me bit of shut eye if I ever mind to? I'll go on. Be mating, lend me a drop till tomorrow morning. There's a dear, eh?
I neither lend nor borrow.
All right. I'll buy it off of you then.
Oh, that's different. But you're required to pay through the nose for your carelessness. How much do you require?
Well, a penneth will do.
I'll charge you tuppence for it. That'll learn you.
Blimey, Mr. McLean. You're a smarty, aren't you? A person would have to be out very early to put it across to you, they would.
I would, they. Give your jug.
Here you are.
And while we're at it, I'll thank you to stop turning on that wireless contraption of yours from first thing in the morning to last thing at night.
Yeah, but I must have something to pass the time.
If you were to do your duty by your husband, the time would pass soon enough.
Oh.
You've been married 9 months, and what are you to show for it?
Really, Mr. McLean, what do you say next?
Where's your tuppence?
Oh, here you are.
And there's your milk.
Oh, thanks ever so. You are kind.
You make yourself scarce.
Right, you are, ducks. Keep your hair on. Oh, blimey, it's pouring. Bye, ducky.
Yeah, brazen limmer. Jeannie? Jeannie?
Aye?
Come in here a minute.
I can't. I'm changing my dress.
There's your tilt. Come here, I say. Do you hear me speaking to you?
You go now, give me a minute's peace. What is it?
Your sheets.
What about my sheets?
They're done.
Done? Oh, my sheets!
Have you rescued them?
Aye.
Are they all there?
Aye.
Are they all right?
No.
Are they torn?
No, they're dirted.
Oh, that doesn't make it.
Doesn't it? That's all you care. I'll need to do them all over again. It's the pink limit.
I'll no have bad language, no in this house. If you want to swear, you can go somewhere else.
I wish I could.
What's that?
I said I wish I could. I'd give my soul to get out of this. Aye, and out of this one-eyed wee town.
Is that what she calls it? That English hussy. She's leading you astray.
Leading me astray here?
You were quite content with your lot before she came on the scene.
Was I? That's all you know.
Since Angus Whitelaw was daft enough to marry on her, you've not been the same lassie.
A lassie? Do you mind how old I am?
Age doesn't matter. You're a lass till you're a wife.
What opportunity have I had to be a wife? There's no one unmarried man in the place. Not that I'd have him if there was.
Chance is a fine thing.
That's what I've never had, a chance.
Oh, talk sense.
I'm talking sense. I've not had a holiday since Mother died.
You get a day in Glasgow 2-3 times a year.
What can you do in a day?
As much as is good for you.
Hello, Ducky.
Hello.
Well, what do you want to borrow this time?
Nothing. Not to buy anything, neither.
You have now sold something to Mistress Whitelaw.
And what if I have? She's forever asking you to lend her things.
She always pays me back.
Aye, short measure.
Oh, what did he sell you?
Oh, only a drop of milk for Angus's tea.
Fancy charging you for it. What would Mother have said?
Your mother would have had more sense than say anything. I nor tack up with a bosom like her.
Oh, manners.
Jezebel, she's just a Jezebel.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Whitelaw. I'm awful affronted. You need to take no notice.
Oh, don't worry, Jeanie. I can look after myself. Here, what are you doing?
I'm at my sheets. The storm blew them down.
Oh, what a shame.
Shame? It's the pink limit. If there's one thing, I hate washing at sheets.
Yeah. Here, why don't you send them to the laundry? I do.
I'd like to see Father's face if I suggested it.
Well, Angus didn't like it at first, but I'll put my foot down.
It's well seen you can.
Well, it's the only thing to do, Ducky, to begin the way you mean to go on. Get your own way from the start or you won't get it afterwards, I tell you. Well, I'm off the pictures. I looked in to see if you can with me.
I wish I could.
Well, come on then.
How can I? I'm at my sheets.
Leave him in soak.
Oh, I can't. Anyway, I'd require to ask for the money.
Well, take it out of the housekeeping.
I don't get any housekeeping at all. Is that what we need?
Oh, blimey. I couldn't put up with that. I couldn't.
If you'd father, you just need to.
Here, wait a tick, Jeanie. I'll look in my bag. Perhaps I've got enough for us both, eh?
I can't let you pay for me.
Why not?
I can't accept what I can't return.
Oh, go on, love. Don't be so proud.
I'm not proud, but I hate a sponger.
Well, anyway, I haven't got it. Tomorrow's payday, so that settles it, doesn't it?
We're settled already. Thanks all the same.
Well, I suppose if you can't come, you can't. Oh, go. 20 to 6. I must fly. Don't want to miss anything.
Wait a minute.
What for?
Oh, just till I see if I can get the money out of Father. I could do with a bit of romance tonight if it's only a picture.
Good for you.
Father!
Aye?
Will you be all right for a wee while?
Why? Where are you going?
Out.
What for?
A wee walk.
Who with?
Mistress Whitelaw.
She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house.
Whisht, Father.
I'll no whisht. As soon as she stops coming to this house, the better.
It's no use. Go on, girl. Stick up for yourself.
What's all this nonsense?
I'll need 9 pence.
What for?
To spend.
What on?
Oh, stop asking questions. I'm in a hurry.
She's asked you to go to the cinema.
What if she has?
You're not going, that's what.
Why not?
Hotbeds of vice.
Oh.
I never went to one, and neither did your mother.
How do you know they're hotbeds of vice if you never went to one?
I know more than you think. Oh. Mistress Whitelaw, once and for all, I'll thank you not to bring your English ungodly notions into this house.
Oh, please.
I'll no have my lassie forget she's been brought up in the fear of the Lord. You and your cinemas and your high heels and your low necks.
Oh, you're
you
right.
Shameless faggot.
Whisht!
I'll no whisht. And I'll no gee good money to squander on godless fun.
Oh, the mean old skunk.
Mistress Whitelaw, I thank you not to speak that way about my father.
Well, I told you, I wouldn't have your life, Jeanie. Not for the world, I wouldn't. I'd sooner be a servant.
A servant? Me?
Well, it's what you are now, indeed. Only you don't get paid for it. Do you know, you could get £1 a week and an evening off and every second Sunday and a whole day a month you could, and you could refuse to wash sheets.
Sounds like paradise.
Well, I don't know about paradise, Ducky, but it'd be a dance up better than this, it would.
I am my own mistress.
Well, now, do you call this being your own mistress? Blimey, I call it slavery.
Whatever you call it, I just need to go on with it.
Why?
How can I leave Father at his age?
Well, let your cousins in Glasgow take a turn.
Oh, how can they? They can't leave their husbands.
Well, you could let him go to them, couldn't you?
No room. They've only got wee flats. Besides, he'd never do it. He's lived here all his life. He's too old to change now.
How old is he?
72.
72. Angus says he lived to be 100. Oh, blimey, another 28 years.
You're good at arithmetic.
Oh, my God, fancy going on like this for another 28 years. Oh, God.
Mistress Whitelaw, if you want to use bad language, will you please go elsewhere?
Do you call that bad language? If I said what I'd like to say, Dax, you'd hear something.
You'll need to wait if you don't want to miss the first kiss.
Oh, keep your hair on. I'm going. You're a fool, Jeanie, to waste your life on a mean, bad-tempered old man, and I don't care who he is, me say it. Ta-ra, Dax, sorry you can't come. Good luck to your sheets.
Get into the water with you. Go on, get in.
It's no use, Maggie. I am not having her to live with me.
Oh, wheesh, she'll hear you.
No, she can't. She's away at the cemetery planting flowers on the grave.
Why should I have her?
Why should I?
Well, you get a spare room.
Colin's cousin's coming next week.
Now, why should you have Colin's cousin and not your own?
He's only on a visit. If I had Jeanie, I'd never get rid of her.
Well, neither would I.
You know, she could help you with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be able to get out at nights with Bob into the rugger matches on a Saturday afternoon.
I'd like that part all right. But where would you sleep?
You could always put the cupboard bed back in the kitchen.
Oh, no. Bob wouldn't like that.
Why not?
He likes to be alone when he shaves. Well, you'd need to take her half time.
Only she didn't look such a sight. That lanky hair.
Well, she could have it permed.
Would she? She's that old-fashioned. Not even a dab of powder on her nose. And heaven knows it needs it.
Oh, it's not a bad wee nose.
It's bright red.
Talk it away. Don't exaggerate. Well, I admit it's shiny. Oh, if only she would get married.
Who'd have her?
Plainer girls than her get a husband.
Oh, she's too old.
How old is she?
31.
Uh-huh.
I saw it last night in the big Bible.
Ah, but she's got her £200.
So she has.
No, I can't do it. That hair and that nose for breakfast, dinner, and tea, I'd go dotty. And she's nothing to say for herself.
Oh, hasn't she, though? That's where you make a mistake.
Jeannie!
Aye. Jeannie's my name.
Oh, Jeannie, I thought you were away at the cemetery planting flowers in the grave.
I was. I'm back. I may as well tell you I heard every word. Now I'll answer you. First, let me start with my nose. If you lived where there was as much east wind, yours would be red, too. As for powder, I'd like Father to have caught me using it. You'd have taken a stick to me. As for that stuff you put in your lips, I was ashamed of you both at the funeral. You look like a pair of torches, both of you.
Here, there.
As you say, I'm 31. Perhaps that is a bit too old to get married, but you'll be surprised to hear it's not too old to enjoy myself. And I'm going to, if it takes the whole of my £200.
Jeannie!
As I told you before, Jeannie is my name.
What on earth do you mean?
What I say, it's the first time I've had any money of my own. I'm going to spend it.
Have you taken leave of your wits?
And what will you do when your money's all gone?
I'm going as a servant.
Oh. A servant? You can't do that.
Can't I, though? It's what I've been all along. I've done every blessed thing in this house for the last 15 years.
Oh, that's not the same.
No. I didn't get paid for it. Well, now I will. I'll get £1 a week and an evening off and every second Sunday and a whole day a month. And I can refuse to wash sheets.
You'll need to call yourself a housekeeper.
A housekeeper? Why?
I wouldn't like Colin's family to get to know I had a cousin, a servant.
What do I care about Colin's family? About what they'd do for me. Not that I want them.
Well, Jeannie, how are you going to set about enjoying yourself?
I'm going on a holiday.
Where to?
The world.
But what part of the world?
As much of it as I can get for the money. My first stop's Vienna.
Vienna? Why Vienna?
I've heard the Blue Danube on Mr. Schweitler's wireless. I want to hear it played at the source.
Oh, it'll be an awful dear fare.
It's nothing to me. I'm going to chuck money about for a change. I like to think it was Father's. That'll add to the fun.
Well, I suppose if you've made up your mind, it's no use trying to argue.
None at all. What's the matter with you, Maggie?
Oh, I'm not sorry you overheard what we said.
I'm not. It's put me on my mettle.
You know, Jeannie, it's not that we're not fond of you. It's just that...
I know. No man wants his wife relations. I understand. The only thing I mind is what you said about my nose.
Oh, my.
I've always thought it was my best feature.
So it would be if you gave it half a chance.
What do you mean?
You scrub it as if it was a bit of linoleum. No one uses soap on their face nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies that value their complexions don't even use water.
Oh, the dirty things. How do they get clean?
Cleansing cream and lotion.
Oh, sounds rotten to me. I hope I'll never sink as low as not to wash my face.
Oh, my, just look at the time. Do you think we can catch the train?
Easy.
Oh, thank heavens for that. Bob will be mad if I'm not back in time for his tea.
Are you packed?
Aye, my pyjamas are in my coat pocket.
Oh, where's mine?
Oh, I put them in this drawer. Seems awful funny, like girls wearing pyjamas. Especially when they're married.
Oh, Jeannie.
What are you laughing at?
You do the daft thing.
It's you that's daft. Would you like a paper bag?
I wouldn't be seen dead with a paper bag.
And why not? What's wrong with a nice, clean paper bag?
Oh, well, if you don't know any better.
Oh, here, I was forgetting the main thing. Now, where's my purse? I've got a 10-shilling note each for you to buy something you don't need.
Oh, no, Jeannie, no, we can't take them.
Oh, no, we can't.
Go on, it's the first time I've been able to give anything to anyone. I'll be hurt if you refuse.
Well, if you really mean it,
I do.
Oh, thanks, Jeannie. It's very kind of you. I do need some stockings.
I should think you do, with the rubbish you wear. Like tissue paper.
Oh,
here's yours, Bessie.
Oh, thanks, Jeannie.
And here's a new threepenny bit each for Elizabeth and wee Margaret Rose.
Oh, thanks. I'll put them in the savings bank.
No, don't do that. Give it to them to spend how they like. When I was wee, I always wanted to spend how I liked. I never got doing it.
Aye, all right.
Oh, come on if you're coming, Maggie.
Aye, here I come.
Bye-bye, Jeannie. Oh,
goodbye.
Goodbye, Jeannie.
Goodbye.
And if you've got time, send us a postcard to Vienna.
I'll have time, all right.
Well, goodbye, and be good. And if you can't be good, be careful.
Well, I'm always careful.
Try using lipstick and powder.
That's one thing I'll not do. Goodbye.
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 Where's that wee mirror? Oh, my host thought it was a good nose. Oh, dear. I just need to be good.
My luggage. Here, wait a minute. Don't take down the gangway. I can't go without my luggage. I'm required to get on.
Wait, excuse me. Can I be of any assistance?
Yes, you can. The boat's just going to start and I can't find my luggage.
What did he do with it?
A porter yanked it out of the grass.
Well, what's his number?
His number? I don't know. He said he'd meet me on deck.
Oh, didn't he give you a ticket?
No.
Oh, what's this in your hand?
No. I've had it in my hand all the time.
Looks like it. Number 97. Hi there. Number 97. Number 97.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Where's this lady's luggage?
Over there, sir, under that seat.
Oh, why didn't you let her know?
Well, I did, sir, but she wouldn't take no notice.
I didn't understand. Is my hold all there, too?
Yes, miss, behind the basket. Oh,
thank you. What do I owe you?
Oh, well, I'll leave that to you, miss.
Oh, now, where's my purse? Such a lot in my bag. I can't find it.
Don't worry about it just now. I'll see to this.
Thank you. I'll settle up with you later.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Good day, miss. Good luck to you.
Oh, same to you. Goodbye. Well, I managed to get off in time. My, that was quick work. How much did you give him?
Half a crown.
Half a crown?
Well, if you think it too much, give me what you'd have given him yourself.
Oh, no, indeed. I must pay my debt. He just took me by surprise, that's all. Here.
Oh, no, I...
Go on, I can afford it.
Well, if you insist.
I do.
Thanks.
It's me that should thank you. I'm much obliged. It was awfully silly, like making that mistake. He kept on telling me his number was 97. I thought it was being rude. Why'd you laugh?
Sorry, I'm not used to the Scotch accent.
I got an accent. Oh, look! We're away! If you'll excuse me, I'll get where I can see everything. Well, thank you again for your kindness. Goodbye.
Dinner is not yet served, madame.
Oh, well, I'll just sit and wait.
The ticket, if you please, madame.
What ticket?
For the first service, madame, with the number of the press.
I haven't got one.
Oh, I'm afraid madame must wait for the second service. Oh,
when's that?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? That's an hour and a half.
Oui, madame.
Could you not let me have a cup of tea?
I regret, madame, all places are reserved in advance.
What a nuisance. Will I require a ticket for the second service?
Oh, no, madame. For the second service, there is always a place.
How will I know?
An attendant comes to each compartment, madame.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, it's you, is it?
Oh, I saw you pass my compartment, thought I'd come along and join you.
I'm just a way back.
Oh, why?
The man says I'll need to wait.
What for?
The second service.
Oh, rubbish.
All the seats for the first are reserved.
Ah, soon fix that up. Hi there.
Monsieur?
Table for two. For the first service, please.
Ah, thank you, monsieur. Will this do for monsieur?
Ah, it's champion.
Yeah.
Let's see. What about you? Facing or back?
Well,
I think you'd better face.
Right. Oh, you're very masterful. Do you always get your way so easily?
Generally.
How much did you pass him?
What did I want?
How much did you give him?
Oh, half a crown.
Another half crown? You're very extravagant.
Well, it's worth it when you're traveling. A little extra gives you a lot of extra comfort. I'm hungry.
Famished. I've had nothing to eat the whole day.
No breakfast?
No. I was too excited.
Lunch?
The sea was too sugary. I thought my last hour had come. Here.
What's this?
Oh, 1 and threepence.
Oh, what for?
My share of the tip.
Now, put this back in your purse.
No, indeed. I can't let you spend your money on me. I'm a stranger.
Now, look here. I took the half crown for the porter because it was your luggage. Now, this time, it's my affair. I'd have given it him in any case.
Are you telling me the truth?
Cross my heart.
All right, then. But you need to let me pay for my own dinner.
Well, we'll argue about that when we've had it.
Oh, there'll be no argument about it. Well, isn't this nice? All these wee tables. And these wee red frilly lampshades.
That's very deep, monsieur.
What is it?
Something to give you an appetite.
Oh, that would be a waste. I've got one already.
Well, anyway, I'll better not. On an empty stomach.
Mine's empty, all right.
No, thank you.
Where is it?
Now, what about something to drink with the food, eh? I think champagne's indicated, don't you?
Champagne?
Don't you like it?
I've never tasted it. How much is it?
Put that bag away.
I'll need to pay my share.
Now, look here. You can pay for your share of the food, but the drinks are on me. A man always pays for the drinks.
Are you still telling me the truth?
Well, didn't you know that?
Well, I've not had much experience of men, except Father. He wouldn't have paid for anybody's drink.
You wish to order, monsieur?
Ah, yes. Now, let's see.
Number 17 is a good one, monsieur.
17. Good American. No, not on your life. Hey, what's this? Bollinger, 19 Vingt-Un. Hey, bring us a bottle of that.
Bien, monsieur.
Tout sweet, pas après le repas.
Bien, monsieur.
Oh, you speak French, fancy.
Have to win business.
It's not everyone could do it, whether they had to or not. Can you manage German as well?
I can.
You must be awful clever. Are you travelling on business just now?
As a matter of fact, I'm just on my way to the Vienna Fair.
Was there a fair on the Vienna?
Well, it's more what we'd call a trade exhibition.
Oh. What are you exhibiting?
Oh, just a little invention of my own.
Are you an inventor, too?
Only in a small way, you know.
Well, are you not going to tell me what it is?
Something very ordinary and common.
What?
A simplified washing machine.
A washing machine?
Aye.
You mean for clothes?
Aye.
Does it take sheets?
It does.
You call that ordinary and common? Well, I don't. It's what I've been wanting all my life.
Is it? Well, I hope other ladies will feel the same.
They will have to have the washing to do. What made you think of it?
When I was a kid, I used to see my mother bending over the washtub. It was backbreaking work.
No one knows that better than me. Can I get seeing it?
No, if you come to the fair.
I'll do that all right. When's it on?
Opens next Sunday.
Sunday? They open a fair on a Sunday?
They do.
What would Father have said?
I don't know, I'm sure.
Sunday or no Sunday, I'll be there the first day. I'll no rest till I see that washing machine.
Eh? I like your enthusiasm.
If you'd washed as many sheets as I have, you'd be enthusiastic too.
Do you mean to tell me a little lady like you was at the wash sheets?
Aye. And in everything else in the house as well.
Oh, well, that's very sporting of you.
Well, I didn't do it for sport. Father wouldn't have anyone in. He made out he couldn't afford it. Then, if he didn't go and leave £200...
Oh, £200?
Aye. Well, not counting the funeral. He paid into a society for that. You could have knocked me down. I'm spending it in a holiday.
All of it?
All except a wee bit I've put in the bank to keep me going till I find a situation. My cousins in Glasgow wanted me to live with them, turn about. But I'd liefer be independent.
Ah, there's nothing like independence. What sort of situation?
A housekeeper.
Will you like that?
Fine. You can ask £1 a week and an evening off and every second Sunday and a whole day a month. And I can refuse to wash sheets. As I said to Mrs. Whitelaw, it sounds like paradise.
And who's Mrs. Whitelaw?
Oh, my neighbour. Ah. Angus Whitelaw married her on last July. He met her at a place called Southend. Father said it served him right for taking his holiday in England. I get on with her fine.
Hey, you'd get on with anyone.
I can hold my own. You see, I've never had a holiday except a wee jaunt down the Clyde. Now I want to see the world so as I'll have something to look back on in old age.
Your old age. That's a long way off.
Not so long as all that. Time slips by without you noticing it. How old do you think I am?
Well, I... Do you want the truth?
Aye. I'm a stickler for the truth.
Well, I warn you. I pride myself on guessing people's ages.
Go ahead, then.
Now, let me see.
Oh, don't stare at me so hard. It's awful embarrassing.
Well, let's see now. 26.
Fancy that.
Yeah, was I right the first time?
Some people think I look more.
Well, in some ways, you look less. You've got young eyes.
That's because I've led such a pure life. If it's not a rude question, how old are you?
Oh, 41.
Just right.
Well, for what?
For a man. Are you married?
A widower?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked.
Well, I don't usually speak about it, but somehow it's different with you.
Any children?
Two lads, both abroad.
Oh, must be awful lonely for you.
Ah, it is sometimes. But I've stuck it for about 7 years.
Do you never think of marrying again?
Oh, that's the danger.
Danger? Why?
Well, I've got to the age when I fancy the wrong sort.
What sort?
Blondes.
Some blondes are quite nice.
But not for a tired businessman. All right for an evening's amusement.
I don't know how you've managed to escape.
That's easy enough. I'm no beauty. You can see that for yourself.
Well, you look kind, and that's the main thing.
Eh, wrong there. Most girls prefer a bully.
They should have had father.
Was he a bully?
Well, he's dead. We leave it at that.
Oh. What hotel are you staying at in Vienna?
Oh, it's not a hotel. It's what they call a pension. They give me the name and address at the Perth office.
Do you know your way about?
No, it's my first time.
Ah, well, my name's Stanley Smith, and I'm staying at the Splendide, spelt S-P-L-E-N-D-I-D-E.
Splendide.
If you want any help.
Oh, thank you very much, but I hope I'm not required to avail myself. I don't want to be a nuisance to you. Oh, here's the champagne. What a big bottle. Do you think we can manage it?
We can have a good try.
Monsieur.
Has it been on the ice?
Maybe, monsieur.
Well, let's feel the bottle. Oh, that's all right.
You wish it open now, monsieur?
Go ahead. We'll wait.
Bien, monsieur.
Oh, I'm that excited. There's the bell. What's he calling out?
Dinner. First service.
Does that mean we can start?
In a few minutes.
Not before it's time. I've been with my back coming through my front. I take mine in the middle of the day.
Oh, so do I. Much more sensible.
Oh, dear. You've spilled some on the clean tablecloth.
Oh, pardon, madame.
Hey, put it behind your ear. For luck.
Oh, is that what they do? Huh? Here's some for you, too.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Wine to your satisfaction, sir.
That's all right. Promptly.
Merci.
Well, here's to you. May you have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks. Here's to the success of your washing machine. Can you speak English?
Of course, madame.
No, of course about it. Where I've just come from, they couldn't understand a word. How much do you charge?
For what, madame?
For staying here.
Single or double room?
Single, of course.
From 14 Austrian shillings, madame.
14 Austrian shillings. Wait a minute, I'll do some arithmetic. That'll be 10 shillings and sixpence. Oh, it's dearer than I meant. What do you get in for it?
Please?
Does it include tea?
No, madame.
Supper, then?
No, madame.
Only breakfast and dinner?
It is for the room only, madame.
10 and 6 just for the room? You certainly know how to charge. Is that the cheapest you have?
Yes, madame.
I'll take a 10 and 6 penny one, just for the night, till I look round.
I regret, madame, tonight we have no room.
No room. They told me at the Perth office it'd be quite easy.
On Sunday is the Vienna Fair, madame.
I know that. Can you give me an idea of where to go?
It is the same in all the hotels, madame.
What'll I do?
I regret I cannot help you, madame.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I just need to bother Mr. Smith again. Could you get him for me, please?
Who, madame?
Mr. Smith.
The gentleman is staying here, madame.
Unless he couldn't get in.
The initial, madame.
S. It stands for Stanley.
When did the gentleman arrive?
About an hour ago. We parted at the station. Is he here?
Yes, madame.
Oh, thank goodness.
Your name, madame?
Jeannie McLean. J-E-A-N-N-I-E. Capital M, small C, L-E-A-N.
Thank you, madame. If madame will take a seat. Page Stanley Smith.
Bitte schön. Sinst du lieben Gabens mir ein Bleistift?
Jawohl, Herr Graf.
Dankeschön.
A wee laddie took my luggage. Will it be all right?
Oh, quite safe, madame.
Oh, thank you. I suddenly remembered it. Excuse me for interrupting you.
Servus.
Dankeschön, Herr Graf.
Where's the lady? There you are.
I'm sorry to trouble you again.
Oh, no trouble at all.
That pension I went to, they'd no room.
Oh, bad luck.
They haven't got one here either.
Oh, nonsense. Who said so?
The man at the desk.
Oh.
It's because of the fare. He says they're full up everywhere. What'll I do?
I'll talk to him.
I only want it for the night till I look round.
Have you had any tea?
No.
You like some?
Oh, I'd give my soul for it.
There's no need for that. Hey, look, come into the lounge. I just ordered some and I heard my number called.
Did I take you away from it?
Oh, that's all right. I'll enjoy it all the more in your company.
There's a girl that looks as if she knows one of us. Can't be me.
Where?
Over there. That blonde. Do you know her?
I've never seen her before in my life.
She's smiling at us.
I must be at someone else. Come on, this way.
What about my room?
I'll see about it after tea.
Will it not be too late?
Now, don't worry. I'll see you get one. Trust me.
Somehow I feel I can. You blonde still smiling at us? What a big room. Oh, isn't it wonderful? Oh, look at yon ceiling. All that gold.
It's not so bad. Hey, come and sit down here.
Oh, that music. Oh, I like this fine.
You like everything.
It's all new to me. That's why.
There's certainly nothing blasé about you.
Nothing what?
Well, it's very refreshing to be with someone so easily pleased. Oh. Herr Robert.
Bitte schön,
mein Herr. Noch einen Tee, bitte.
Jawohl, mein Herr.
While you're at it, you might as well bring another cup and saucer.
Jawohl.
So what, bitte?
Gewiss.
You can make light of it, but it's awful clever of you being able to speak and understand different languages. At that pension, I got fairly tired out trying to make them understand.
I'll need your tea, then. Well, get on with it. Don't wait for me.
I'll pour this for you.
You keep it yourself.
I'll just give the teapot a stir. Oh, here's the other cup coming anyhow. We'll not require to quarrel about it.
Bitte schön.
Oh, thanks. Well, you've been very quick, waiter, but where's the cosy?
Bitte?
You've forgotten the cosy. How do you say cosy?
You won't get any cosy here.
No cosy. Well, I just need to get used to the ways.
That's all right, waiter.
Danke schön.
Three lumps.
Fancy you remembering that?
Of course I remember. I remember the meals I had with you on the train all my life.
Even in your old age?
Aye. Even in my old age. But I don't want to think of that now. I keep on wondering what Mistress Whitelaw would say.
Why, Mistress Whitelaw especially?
She was always on at me to enjoy myself.
Oh, wise woman.
She didn't look on me as if I was finished.
Finished?
Lots of people think you should be at my age.
At 26.
Is your tea all right?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Oh, there's yon blonde again. Oh, she knows how to stare.
Cake? Sandwich?
Oh, I'm not hungry. Well, I'll just take a cake.
Which one?
Oh, that one there. Looks the most indigestible.
It does.
What about you?
No, thanks. Do you mind if I smoke? Oh,
go ahead. Quite domestic, aren't we?
Quite. Yes, it's a long time since I felt like this. What are you doing this evening?
Oh, I haven't thought about it yet.
Well, wouldn't you like to go around the town in an open carriage, see the sights, end up for a bite of food in one of the big cafes?
Do you mean it?
Well, of course.
What do you think?
It sounds too good to be true. Can you spare the time?
Yes, I'm free the whole evening. Don't start work till tomorrow.
I don't know how to thank you.
I don't try.
Why are you so kind to me?
I don't put it like that, please. I wonder why the men let you stay single.
Because they have bad taste.
That's what I think.
I never got going out and about. While my mother was alive, I never wanted anyone else. She needed me, too. She'd have thin time with Father. When I think of him having all that money put by and her having to scrape and save, she never had anything. He never even gave her a civil word.
Why didn't she leave him?
She liked him.
I suppose you mean she was in love with him.
I suppose I do mean that. Life's awful funny when you think of it.
And the funniest part of it all is sex.
Mr. Smith, we never speak about sex in Scotland.
I beg your pardon. My mistake.
Mother made me promise never to leave him.
Well, that wasn't fair.
Sometimes I think that myself. Time passes so quick, you wake up and find you've missed everything. Do you think you know her after all?
Who?
Yon blonde.
Now, look here. I don't know her, and she doesn't know me. Now, I'll just go and see about your room. Better get it all settled up. Here's yesterday's Daily Mail.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It's my own fault for being so inquisitive.
Well, I no call to speak to you like that.
I'm used to it.
Oh, that's a nasty one.
I meant it to be.
Oh, come on now. You're friends?
I'm friends.
Well, then give me one of your nice smiles.
You'd get round the lamppost.
That's better. Have a cigarette.
I told you before, I don't know how to smoke.
I was only teasing.
Oh, get away with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you can't be good, be careful.
Yeah, I'm always that.
That's what I answer when my cousin said it to me.
Well, aren't you?
Not so very. I'm speaking to you.
Well, one thing I'll say about you. You can hold your own.
I told you that the first day we met.
Bye-bye again.
Goodbye.
Pardon, madame?
Yes. What is it?
Yes, madame finished with the English newspaper.
Well, I haven't started it yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
Go on, take it. I don't want it.
I thank you. It is permitted that I sit at this table.
So far as I'm concerned, you can.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me for mentioning it. You speak English very well. If it's not a rude question, where did you learn?
When I was a child, I had an English governess.
Oh, that accounts for it. I wish I could speak languages.
Oh, it is not necessary. With English, one can go anywhere.
So they made out at the Perth office, but it's not true. I tried to get a room where they couldn't understand a word. I began to get alarmed. That's where I came here.
Madame is a stranger to my country?
I've only just come. What's this for, waiter?
The second tea, madame.
Oh, we've had all we needed.
It has been ordered, madame.
Oh, well, just put it down.
Thank you, madame.
Have you had your tea?
Not yet, madame.
Oh, could you take a cup? It's a pity to waste it.
Thank you.
How many lumps?
No milk, no sugar.
No sugar and milk in your tea?
If you please, madame.
Oh, fancy. Looks more like medicine.
To each country his taste.
They told me at the Perth office not to be surprised at anything. Oh, help yourself to the cakes.
Oh, thank you. Madame travels alone?
Aye.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
It is not agreeable for a lady to travel alone.
It's better than not traveling at all.
Madame has taste for adventure.
Oh, this is my first chance. You see, my father died a few weeks ago and left me his fortune.
Really?
Yes, I'm taking a wee holiday before settling down. Vienna's my first choice.
I'm honored.
Are you a native?
I beg your pardon?
You were born in Vienna.
Ah, alas, yes.
Why alas?
For men to have been born in Vienna is to have seen much that is sad.
You could say that about anywhere.
More Vienna than of any other place, madame. I speak as one who knows. Vienna has been the gayest, the most cosmopolitan city of the world. How could it be otherwise? The Viennese have, the genius for to for to be gay, for to smile, for to sing, for to dance. When one is persona grata at the court, as my family has been, one has everything. Ah, now we have no more court, no more country, no more the light heart, no more do we dance and sing. Oh, forgive that I speak of this thing.
Oh, no, no. Go on. I'm interested.
No, no. One must not spoil your holiday.
Oh, it's all part of it. I mean, I like to hear everything.
My cat, madame. Count Karl.
Oh, are you a count? A real one?
Yes, madame.
Fancy. I'll need to write and tell my cousins. They'll be awful jealous. Oh, I'll need to let Mr. Swatlow know, too. Oh. Do you hear what they're playing? The Blue Danube. The very thing I came for. And I'm hearing it the first day. At last. I've got something I wanted at last. I'm hearing the Blue Danube played at the source. My, that's nice. Do you mind if we keep quiet while we listen to it?
Of course, madame.
Sorry to have kept you waiting so long.
Oh, has it been long? I didn't notice. I've been talking to this gentleman.
Excuse.
It's all right. Don't move. We're just going.
I thank you. There's now a vacant place in the great lounge. Good day, madame. I thank you for your hospitality.
Oh, that's all right. I enjoyed your company. I hope I see you again.
Madame, I'm at your service. Madame, monsieur.
Who's your friend?
He's a count.
Who told you?
He did.
Oh.
Here's his card.
Oh. Well, I don't want to interfere, but you have to be a bit careful who you pick up.
Mr. Smith, I'll thank you not to talk to me like that. I don't pick people up, but I'm polite enough to answer when they speak to me.
Did you invite him to sit at this table?
No, I didn't. He asked my permission to take a seat because there wasn't one anywhere else.
Well, there wasn't one here. Oh, hello, hello. Oh, ho, ho. Someone's been having a pretty good tea at my expense.
At my expense? I'll pay for it myself. How much do I owe you?
Hey, put that bag away.
I insist. If you don't tell me, I'll require to ask the waiter.
Herr Ober. Herr Ober.
Need you here?
Wie viel?
Bitte schön. Die Dessertbäckereien sagt, wie ist das? Nein, warte. Dessertbäckereien, das Stück, 70 Cent. 70 Cent, 33. Das hat also auch 70. Nach dem besetzten Kalzen, 9 Schilling, 60 Groschen, ich bin so frei.
18 und 6. That's all right, madam.
Danke, gnädige Herr, danke sehr.
How much is my share, including the count?
Oh, very well, then. Knocking off my pot of tea, that leaves 7 and 6 pence.
And my share of the tip?
If you must be exact, 8 and 3 pence.
Here's a 10-shilling note. Will you give me the right change, please?
Stupid little thing.
If I keep my independence, I won't require to put up with any impertinence. What about my room? Did you manage to get one?
Yes, I did. It's one of their best. With a bathroom.
A bathroom?
No.
How much is it?
They're letting you have it for the same price as a cheaper one.
Why?
I talked to them. Would you like to go and have a look at it?
Where is it?
The reception manager will show you up. Herr Ober.
Bitte schön.
Take this lady to the reception desk.
Very good,
sir. Do you mean I have a bathroom all to myself?
Yes.
Can I get taking a bath whenever I like?
Yes.
Oh, what does never cease?
May I clear the table, man, here?
Oh, yes.
The lady over there, may she sit at your table? If you please, the lounge is very full today.
What lady?
Over there, man, here.
The blonde?
Yeah, man, here.
Oh, no, tell her I...
Excuse me.
Oh. You speak English, do you?
Of course.
Oh, then you'll understand me when I tell you that this table's engaged.
So?
Sorry. Perhaps you'll be kind enough to go back to your own.
Oh, that is not possible. Already it is occupied.
Well, I'll call the waiter to find him another.
The lady here is polite.
Oh, come on. The lady will be back in a minute.
The lady?
Well, don't pretend you don't know who I mean.
Oh, she is the hare's wife?
No. No. Well, anyhow, it's no business of yours. Oh, come on.
I make a mistake. I think, by the way, he look at me, the hair is interested.
Well, I'll pay you the compliment of telling you. You're the sort of girl any man would have to look at twice, but I'll...
I give the hair also a compliment. Mm? When I see him, I say to me, there is a man. At last there is a man. How nice shall it be to speak with him, to have a dinner, a cabaret, to show him a little the life of Vienna before a so hard week at the fair.
How do you know I'm here for the fair?
For what else shall come a man such as the hare to Vienna? Not for to waste his time and amusement. He is too serious, no?
I'm serious about my work. But I know how to enjoy myself.
Oh, I also am serious about my work.
You call this work?
Please?
You call this work? Picking up stray foreigners.
I'm afraid the hare becomes a little too polite. I thank him. Guten Tag.
Miss, look, I'm sorry. It was a natural mistake. In my country, pretty girls like you don't do this sort of thing unless they're a bit... Unless they do it for a living, you see. I apologize. Now, what was that you were saying about dinner and the cabaret?
Oh, it cannot interest the hair. Oh,
but it does interest me. Only the trouble is I'm rather busy this evening. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Well?
On Saturday after Mittagessen, I go into the mountains.
Well, what about the evening?
Oh, in the mountains, I say the whole night, and on Sunday, all day.
Sunday evening, then?
Sunday, I do not return until very late, only for to go to bed.
Monday?
On Monday, I am again at my work. All the week while I work, I'm too tired to amuse myself.
What is your work?
I am a vendeuse and mannequin, the best atelier in Vienna. Oh, it is not so easy. All the day must I stand on my feet. We have much clients, English, American. I must speak with them, smile with them, or, how do you say it, persuade them. At night, I'm tired.
Well, if you're so tired, why are you going out tonight?
Tomorrow is Saturday. I work only for half a day. Ah, it is not important. I waste the hare's time, also my own.
No, no, damn it all. I must have a bit of fun once in a while. Look, if I get rid of this appointment, you won't let me down, will you?
Please?
Where shall we meet?
Here?
Oh, no, not here. Might be a bit awkward.
The Kaiser Bar.
Where's that?
The Kartenstrasse, 5 minutes from here.
What time?
8 o'clock.
Righto. Now, look, you won't be annoyed if I ask you to go now. I've got to get rid of this other appointment, you see. It won't do for us to be seen together.
No.
Would you mind going through to the little bar, through the lounge there?
Yes, I know it.
I'm sorry I can't ask you to have a drink, but I'll make up for it later.
Understood. Auf Wiedersehen.
Ah, there you are. Well, how do you like your room?
Oh, it's delicious. What time do you require me tonight?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm afraid I've got a little disappointment for you there.
Oh?
Yes. I met a business friend just now in the lounge. Sort of chap might be very useful to me. Tonight is only free night. Wants to talk shop. Would you be very disappointed if I asked you to postpone our little outing?
You mean you want to get out of taking me around the town?
Oh, now, don't put it like that, please. Could you make it another night?
I just need to. Business is business.
Yes. I'm very disappointed.
Can't be helped.
What will you do with yourself?
Oh, I'll just take a bath and go to my bed.
That's a bit dull for you, your first night in Vienna.
I've had enough excitement for one day. If you'll excuse me, I'll away now.
Have a little drink before you go.
Oh, no, thanks.
What about your supper?
I've had plenty to eat, thanks. I'll do it till tomorrow morning. Thank you again for all your kindness. Good night.
Good night. You know, Stanley Smith, you're a bit of a rotter.
Good morning.
Oh, it's you, Count. Good morning. I'm just sending a few cards.
A beautiful day, is it not?
Wonderful. The sun came in first thing at my bedroom window. I just basked in it.
They give you a comfortable room?
Give is hardly the word. They know how to charge.
If Madame can afford to pay.
I can do that, all right. But I don't like being robbed.
Oh, who does, Madame? Did you enjoy the evening?
Well, no, as a matter of fact.
No?
Well, you see, Mr. Smith couldn't take me round the town after all. I went out for a walk by myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry. A thousand pities. I would have been so happy to escort, madame.
Do you really mean that?
Did I not say so yesterday? I'm at Madame's service.
I thought you were just being polite. Why should you bother?
I wish for so a charming stranger to my country that the first impression should be agreeable. Also, I like very much to speak again English.
Oh, I see.
Oh, by the way, this Mr. Smith, is your escort today?
Oh, no, he hasn't the time. He's got to get his stall dressed for the fair.
So, Madame has arranged for herself an interesting program?
No, I haven't. That's the trouble. I thought it'd be quite easy, but I feel awful kind of lost on my own. I was just wondering whether to hire a guide. What do you think?
Madame, don't you wish to accept my offer?
Does it hold good through the day?
Oh, Madame.
But what about your work?
I do not work, Madame.
Can you manage without?
Fortunately, I have the rents from my estate.
Oh, you have an estate, have you?
From my mother. The castle from the family of my father is our property, alas, no more.
That's awful sad.
Ah, such is life, Madame. Such is life. But we shall not speak of this today. Now, what do you want to see?
Everything.
But at first.
I don't know. I'll just leave it to you.
Let me consider. Ah, yes. First, I think the Spanish riding school where are the white stallions from the imperial stable. In all the world, there are no horses more beautiful.
Oh.
Then, perhaps, for a little lunch at the Drei Husaren. In all Vienna, there's no restaurant more chic. Then, for tonight... Ah, yes, tonight, Madame, that Mara Strauss must go to the opera.
The opera?
Tonight it is a gala in honor of Strauss. The Strauss which has composed your favorite waltz, the Blue Danube.
The Blue Danube. Will they be playing it?
With full orchestra.
Oh.
All the best people will be there. It shall be gay, amusing.
It sounds wonderful.
Ah, not unless as formerly. Then, mein Gott, ah, then it has been a sight one cannot forget. The ladies in the most beautiful gowns, the officers in uniform, the great staircase, the glittering chandeliers, the jewels which sparkle like sunshine on the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, Madame, if I could bring this picture to your eyes.
Oh, but you do.
Ah, no, 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 it is not possible. One does not feel the life. One does not hear the laughter. One does not breathe again the perfume of a glove on a little hand. Ah, pardon, Madame. I must not talk to you about these things.
Please, go on.
No, no, no. For me, it is too sad. But positively, Madame must go to the opera tonight.
Will you be there?
No, Madame.
Do you not want to go?
Oh, I would love to.
Then what's to hinder you?
Because for a few days, a week perhaps, I must live very quiet.
Why is that?
Reason of finance.
What a nuisance.
No, 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 it's not important. But for the moment, I must, as you say in English, go slow.
Would you be offended if I made a suggestion?
Offended? With you?
Would you let me pay for your seat?
Oh, Madame, I...
You are offended.
Oh, no, no, but I cannot trespass on the generosity of a stranger.
I know just how you feel. I was the same with Mr. Squitler and Stanley Smith. But with you, it's different.
Oh, thank
you. Anyway, you can return my hospitality when your rents come. I'd be glad of your company. I don't much like the thought of going on my own. It's the language. Oh, can we get in at the door?
I beg your pardon?
Do you require to take tickets in advance?
But of course. Already they're not easy to procure. Only the most expensive places remain.
Oh, how much are they?
Oh, I do not know exact. 25, 30 shillings.
For the two?
For one, madame.
Oh. I'll need to go up to my bedroom and get another traveler's check. Will you wait a minute?
I'm at madame's service.
What do we wear?
The grand toilette, madame.
What's that?
Evening dress.
Of course. What a nuisance. I've left mine at home.
Oh.
Could you tell me the name of a shop where I could get one ready-made?
If madame wishes it, I'll escort her to the best atelier.
I'm much obliged. How much will it be?
One must pay for the best.
Oh, of course. I might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. Oh, another thing. Can you tell me where I can buy some powder for my nose?
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. I thought you'd gone to the mountains.
Alas, no. I lose my train.
Oh? How did he manage that?
Oh, a stupid client who does not come until too late. Positively must have a new evening dress and does not know how to buy. This one is too dark, that one is too light, this one too tight, that one too plain. Oh, I tell you, today I work. And after so late a night, it is not nice, I think.
And then I expect after all this fuss, she went out without buying anything.
Ah, but no, I'm not so bad a vendor as that. But we waste much time. In the end, I and the dressmaker also must wait until it is altered for madame, and so I lose the train.
Bad luck.
It is life.
Ah, some women ought to be shot.
I think. It was a friend of yours.
Who, mine?
The little lady you were with yesterday.
Oh.
You enjoy yourself last night?
Oh, very much, thanks.
You do not speak with much enthusiasm.
Oh, I've had a busy day. I'm tired.
Yes, I also. You do not ask me to have a little drink?
Oh, I'm sorry. To tell you the truth, I'm waiting for someone, a business friend. That's why I didn't ask you to sit down.
Oh, pardon me. I get up at once.
Well, if you like to order yourself a drink at the bar, you can put it down to me.
Oh, many thanks. You wish that I show to you another cabaret tonight?
Now, run along. Get yourself some cigarettes.
Thank you.
I might be along presently.
Grüß dich Gott, Schnucher.
Herr Ober. Here. Have I seen anything of that little lady this evening, Miss McLean?
This evening, no.
Oh. Well, you might send that page over, will you?
So far, can you hear?
My hair...
Take this up to number 27. If the lady's there, wait for an answer.
Are you all going to get here?
What are you waiting for?
I'm not going to get here.
Oh. Here you are.
Danke, there.
And hurry up with that answer.
I'm so far going to get here. Danke.
You're not going to say good evening to me, Mr. Smith?
Oh, good evening. Oh, it is you, is it?
Do I look nice?
All right.
I've been to the dressmaker's.
Well, I can see that for myself.
Do you approve my choice?
Not bad. What have you done to yourself?
Oh, it's my face. Heaven alone knows what they did to it. I have a whole chemist shop up in my bedroom. They forbid me to wash it, but I will.
I should hope so.
I'm glad you agree with me. They have some awful dirty ideas.
You know, if you asked me your age tonight, I shouldn't guess you at 26.
No?
No. More like 16.
Oh, we'll split the difference. My skin's quite nice, but it hasn't been exposed. That's not foundation, it's myself.
May I say something?
If it's a compliment.
It is.
Go ahead, then.
Your nose isn't so bad either.
Oh, thank you. I've always thought it was my best feature. Am I too bare?
No.
I wanted something more covered up, but the saleswoman wouldn't let me. Oh, she was an awful blether. I gave in for the sake of peace. Would you like my shoes?
Not so bad.
Don't let you wear much underneath. Oh, I feel like a princess.
As a matter of fact, I've just sent a page up to your room with a note asking you if you would have a bite of dinner with me tonight. Can you wait a few minutes while I have a wash and brush up?
Well, thank you very much, but I'm engaged.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm going to the opera.
By yourself?
No.
Oh, with?
Yon Count.
The one that picked you up last night?
Mr. Smith, for the second time, I'll thank you not to speak to me like that.
Have you made any inquiries about him?
No, I didn't need to. I go by my instinct.
Well, sometimes instinct can be wrong.
I know that. I've just had the experience. I may as well tell you, I saw you last night with yon blonde. I'll wish you goodbye.
Good evening, madame.
Oh, Count, there you are.
Madame.
Am I all right?
All right. Oh, madame.
Is it time to go?
Yes, if we wish to hear the overture.
I want to hear everything. Good night, Mr. Smith.
Good night.
Bitte, gnädige Herr.
Oh, what is it?
The lady is not in the room, gnädige Herr.
Oh, damn it, I know that.
The Herr wishes that I call the number in the lounge and in the dining room.
No, I don't.
Danke, gnädige Herr.
And don't thank me.
Good evening, Herr Ober.
Good evening, madame.
How are you tonight?
Thank you,
Madame. I'm fine, thanks. The Count's just coming. He's seeing the taxi.
Madame has been into opera again?
Yes. A thing called Siegfried. Quite nice, but my favorite's still the Blue Danube. Oh, here he is.
Servus, Franzl.
Good evening, Herr Graf.
You keep our table?
Good. Of course, Herr Graf.
Well, I don't know about you, Count. I'm hungry.
I also.
It's the music. Takes it out of you.
What wish you to eat?
Oh, I'll just have my usual caviar and some of that chicken mousse with a Russian salad and a peach melba.
And, Herr Graf? For me the same. Also to finish a savory maison. And to drink? And to drink?
I feel like champagne again tonight.
I also.
Funny how easy it becomes a habit.
As with all good things. The same as before.
Jawohl, Herr Graf.
There's Stanley Smith again with you on blonde. You'd think a man of his age would know better.
But how shall he know? What is he? He's a provincial. She's his idea of the gay life. But let us speak of something more interesting.
Did you hear them playing me in?
I beg your pardon?
When they saw me come in, they played a Scottish tune.
Oh. Already a favorite with everybody.
They're all so nice to me.
It cannot be otherwise. Oh, this gown. This gown, I like it so much. It becomes you the best.
You said the same about the other one.
Ah, yes, the little black one. But this has a special charm. It belongs to the first evening together we had. You remember it?
I'll never forget it. As long as I live. To be with you at the opera, I never thought music could sound like that. Then when it was done and I thought it was time to go to my bed, to come here instead. With the soft lights and more music and champagne. Oh, it was like a fairy tale come true.
Yes?
If I never get anything else out of life, I can say I've lived. That's what everyone needs, to be able to say they've lived.
But why that they have lived? Why not that they live?
That's asking too much.
But why? Has it been a happy day for you today?
Perfect. That motor ride into the country and that lovely castle that used to belong to you. How can you bear to look at it after it's been in your family all those hundreds of years?
Because soon, perhaps, it shall be in my family again.
Oh, how could that come to pass?
One hopes, madame. One hopes.
Hope's all that's left to us sometimes.
Oh, do not speak so sad. Tonight we must be gay. It is for us, an anniversary.
An anniversary? What of?
Our first gala together.
Oh, we don't hold anniversaries each week, only each year.
Do let us keep ours every week, eh?
I don't see how we can.
And why not?
I'll not be here. Count, I've got something to say to you.
I listen. With two ears.
Perhaps we'd better wait till we've had our supper.
No. Do not keep me in suspense.
Oh, I'd rather. I meant to wait anyhow.
I cannot wait. What wish you to say to me?
Only that tomorrow I've got to go home.
Tomorrow? But no, madame.
I must.
Someone is ill?
No.
Did you receive a telegram?
No.
Then why must you go home?
Don't ask me.
But you say to me that you stay here 1 month. Now, after only 1 week, you want to go away. Why?
I can't tell you.
After our so happy days together.
Have they been happy for you, too?
Oh. More happy than for many, many years.
They've been the happiest of my whole life. I didn't know I could be so happy. I thought I'd missed it.
Then do not go away. Stay here in Wien, in Vienna with me.
Well, how do you mean, with you?
Become my wife.
Your wife?
Oh, how can I let you from my life now that I experience the joy of your company? I, who have gone through so much, know again the spring of love in my heart. You do this for me. Is it too much to hope that I do this also for you? Oh, darling, say I love you.
I like you. Very much.
Like? In English? That is not to love.
I'm Scots.
So, you do love me?
Yes, I do. Silly, isn't it?
Silly? Oh, how can you say such a thing? To love the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most noble...
Good evening, Miss McLean.
Oh, it's you, is it?
Oh, don't get up, please.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, have it your own way. I've just come to remind you, tomorrow's the last day of the fair.
What about it?
Well, I thought you wanted to have a look at my washing machine.
I did. I don't now.
Why not?
You know quite well.
No, I don't. Go on, tell me.
I'd rather not, in front of a third party.
Well, if I don't mind, why should you?
I told you I was a stickler for the truth. Is that good enough for you?
Not quite.
If you must have it in black and white. You made an engagement with me. I was quite willing to let you off for business, not for a blonde. That's a slight I can't forgive, nor forget.
I see.
As you're here, you can be the first to congratulate me.
Congratulate you? What on?
The Count and I are engaged to be married.
Married?
You're very rude.
I mean to be.
Such chic.
I congratulate Madame. Among her many attributes, she has dignity. Already I see her the so gracious chatelaine of the castle which has been in my family for so many hundreds of years.
You mean the one we saw today?
The one we have seen today. Now when? How soon shall this be?
We need to wait a wee while.
But what for?
For your rent to come from your estates.
Oh, you do not trust me?
Of course I trust you. But we need something to live on.
But if you trust me, may we not continue to live on your fortune?
My fortune's done.
I beg your pardon?
My money's finished.
But you told me your father had died and left his fortune.
Oh, so he did. £200. I thought it would last forever, but it's gone. After paying for my clothes and my room at the hotel and extra meals and the trips we've had, I've just about enough over to get home.
Oh.
Why? What's the matter? Are you not well?
Oh.
Will I call the waiter to bring you some brandy?
No brandy, thank you. No brandy.
That letter. I'm sure she said certain. Oh, there you are again without your slippers, Jeff. And if I've told you the once, I've told you 100 times. I'll not have you bend the hoose with it, your slippers on. Oh, you might be deaf and dumb for all the notice you take.
Oh, well.
Yeah, dear madam, in reply of yours of today, I'll be to see you tomorrow at 7. Yours truly, Jeannie McLean, just as I thought. She's late. Bad start. If a servant can't be in time for her first interview, when can she be in time?
Uh-huh.
What's this? P.S. I stipulate no washing, especially sheets. What next? Well, as I said to Mistress Drysdale this afternoon when I was in buying that wool for your socks, for my word, Mistress Drysdale, I says, I don't know what on earth servants are coming to. 6 in 6 months, and each one worse than the last. Oh, that'll be her. Well, what does she think she's doing with that bell?
Does Mistress Maggot live here?
Where?
Could I get speaking to her, please?
Is it, Jeannie McLean?
Aye.
Oh, come in, come in. Yonder's my husband. He doesn't like to be disturbed while he's reading his papers. You're late.
I know. I'm sorry. The car put me down the other end of the street.
Oh, did you not tell the conductor the number?
He said it would be another halfpenny. I didn't see the sense paying another halfpenny just to go the length of the street. But it stretched longer than I thought.
Before we go any further, are you Orthodox?
Of course.
What denomination?
UP.
Oh, well, that's all right. Last girl was a Catholic. Always to pay wages when I needed her the most. You'll not need to go to the kirk except when your Sunday night's out.
That's so.
Now, mind you, I expect my girls to go to the kirk and not to the cinema. We attend the Bears Road. What previous experience have you had?
I kept house for my father.
Oh, have you not been in service before?
No.
What about your references?
I haven't got one.
Oh, do you expect to get a situation without a reference?
I'll just need to.
Well, have you a recommendation from your minister?
No.
Well, could you get one?
No.
Why not?
I don't want him to know I'm back.
Back? From where?
From the holiday.
Oh, what holiday?
When my father died, I went on a holiday.
And why don't you want your minister to know that you're back?
Oh, he's such an awful blether. Before you could say Jack Robinson, it'd be all around the town.
Oh, surely that's not the way to speak about a minister.
It's the way to speak about ours.
And why do you not want it to get around the town?
I have my own reasons.
Well, you're required to tell them to me.
I can't.
And how am I to know that you're respectable?
By my looks.
Oh, you can't go by looks.
Then in that case, Mistress Maddock, I'll just wish you good evening. I'm sorry to have wasted your time.
Just you wait a minute, not so fast. Perhaps we could come to some sort of an arrangement. Who are you staying with for now?
I'm in lodgings.
And how long have you been in them?
3 weeks.
Have you no relations in Glasgow?
Aye, I've 2 married cousins.
May I ask why you're not staying with them?
Aye, you may ask.
What wages do you want?
£1 a week.
£1 a week? Oh, mercy on us. What do you think my husband is made of?
What do you usually give?
10 shillings. And as you haven't a reference, you'll be lucky to get that. Here, Jevon, you put on your slippers.
Oh,
are you a good cook?
Aye.
And who's put you to the test?
Father.
Oh, you can't go by a member of your own family.
You go by him. He was a rare grumbler, but he never left a lick in his plate.
And what about your suet puddings?
What about them?
Oh, I never had a girl yet that could make a decent one.
I've still to come across a body that could see a word against mine.
Aye, well, you'll need to do the stair in the close.
The stair? You mean the one I come up just now? The stone one?
Aye. We take it turn about the next door. Are you a good washer?
Aye. But as I stipulated in my letter, I don't want to do it.
And who do you think is going to do it if not you?
Do you not send it out to the laundry?
The laundry? Oh, what next? I've never sent a thing to a laundry in my life.
Do you not get in a washerwoman?
Not when I pay a servant.
What outings do you give?
Every other Sabbath after tea and an evening every other week.
Every other week?
Mm-hmm.
And a whole day a month?
Half a day, after you've washed up the dinner dishes.
If I can start tonight, I'll accept.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I don't want to break into another week's lodging.
Oh, well, I'll give you a month's trial. You'll need to sleep in the cupboard bed. I haven't a spare room, and I don't permit smoking.
Oh, that's all right, so far as I'm concerned. I don't know how.
No followers allowed inside the front door.
Mistress Murdoch, you can make your mind quite easy on that score. I don't allow followers neither, inside nor out. Will that be all?
For the now. Jeannie, where is that girl? Oh, the dinner dish is not done yet. Jeannie! What is the meaning of all this, Jeannie?
The meaning of what, ma'am?
You're washing up. It's not done at this time of day.
Oh, it came on to rain to rescue my sheep.
Well, you could have left them out. The rain's good for them.
They might have got blown down. I didn't want to have them to do all over again.
Your dinner thing should have been done long ago.
I was too busy.
Oh, and what at?
My work.
Well, judging by your sink, your work's still to do.
Mistress Merrick. I don't like being behind with my work any more than you, but I've only got one pair of hands. How do you expect me to do a week's wash and cook a hot dinner as well? Aye, and a hot breakfast, too. I've been at it since 6.
No trouble with you, Jeannie. You've no organization.
You can't organize acts of God.
That is profanity.
It's the truth. You're way out.
Aye?
Well, before you go, have you typesake the other end of the sheet?
I'm due at a meeting of the Girls Friendly. You'll just need to wait till I get back.
Will you be into his tea?
No. Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. Here. Here's his kipper. And there's his tea, 1½ teaspoonfuls, and you can wait and just have a cup out of his pot. What did you do with yon scone?
I ate it.
Ate it? Well, did you not have enough for your dinner?
No.
And why not? I gave you a good helping.
I told you before, Mr. Smaddock, I can't digest fat.
You could digest it quite well if you tried. For a girl in your position, you're far too pernickety. And the roast was underdone again today.
I know. It's your oven.
Did you clean out the flue?
Aye. It's the coals.
And what is wrong with the coals?
They're nothing but dross.
Do you expect me to supply you with the best brights for the kitchen?
If we go on using dross, we'll require to get the lum swept. It started to smoke.
That lum was swept just before you came. And mind that you're dressed before he gets in. Good afternoon.
Oh, I fear what?
I think I'll try a cigarette. Now, wait, I put that packet. Oh, aye, below my pillow. Oh, dear. I'm afraid I'll never get used to smoking. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're awful impatient, whoever you are.
Hello?
Mr. Smith.
Well, are you going to ask me in?
I can't.
Can't you, though? Well, see to that.
I told you I can't ask you in.
Well, that's why I came without being asked. Oh, washing. I've come on the right day, seemingly. Well, don't bother me. It makes me feel quite at home. Now, why couldn't you ask me in, eh? What are you afraid of?
You'll get me into trouble. It's not my own house.
Oh, I know that. It belongs to some people called Murdoch. You're their housekeeper, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm their servant.
Well?
Well, what?
Is it as much like paradise as you thought?
Will you please go?
Not till you've answered my question. Is it as much like paradise as you thought?
I like it fine.
Do you? Then why are you looking so miserable? If I had a lass, I'd be glad for her to be a servant, provided she found a good home. It's a more natural job for a girl than a shop or an office. Gee. Oh. Oh, couldn't you have found something better than this?
No. I hadn't a reference. I had to take what I could get.
Oh, you don't need a reference. I don't need to look at you.
That's what I thought. I was wrong. I answered advertisements till I was sick. When I applied here, I was at my wit's end. And now that you've wound it all out of me, would you please go? I want to be by myself.
Why did you run away from Vienna?
You know quite well without asking.
He thought you were a rich woman. You had to tell him you weren't, was that it?
And what if it was? Have you come here to taunt me?
Well, why didn't you let anyone know where you were?
Who, for instance?
Well, your neighbour, Mrs. Whitelaw, for instance.
Mrs. Whitelaw?
Aye.
Have you been into communication with Mrs. Whitelaw? Have you given me away?
Well, surely you know me better than that.
Who else have you seen?
Your cousins.
Cousins? Here in Glasgow?
Ah.
You shouldn't have done that. I don't want them here, a place like this. Oh, I wish you'd go. You'd be in for his tea.
Who's he?
Her husband.
Well, if he's anything like her, I don't wonder you're afraid.
He's a very kind wee man. And what do you know about her, anyway?
Well, I think I passed her just now on the stairs.
Oh, did you see her stop at the door?
Well, would it matter very much if she had?
Aye, would it? I'm no allowed follower. I mean, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. Now, don't be alarmed. She didn't see me. I'm not such a fool as I look.
I'm glad of that.
Oh, you can still hold your own, I see.
Aye, and I hope I'll always be able to.
Then what are you afraid of?
Don't keep all on using that word. I am not afraid.
Well, then why all this secrecy?
Oh, I don't want everyone to know what a sap. See, I've been spending all my money so quick and having to come back from my holidays so soon.
You don't mean to tell me you've spent all that money in a week?
Yes.
£200?
Yes. Not counting the journey. I didn't let on at the time, but I have it a bit over for that. Enough to cover my meals in the train and my share of the tips.
You're a bigger fool than I thought.
You don't require to rub it in.
How much did you give him?
Who?
The Count. How much did he give in hard cash?
I didn't give him anything.
Oh, rubbish. Come on, out with it. How much?
Mr. Smith, you're being very impertinent. If I like to pay for our outings, that's no business of yours.
Did you pay for them yourself? Or hand him over the money to do it for you?
Handed it over, of course.
Ah, thought as much. Did you count the change?
No, I didn't. I've more manners when I'm with a gentleman.
You were fairly careful when you were settling up with me.
I said a gentleman.
Ah, well, that's what you called me a while back.
A slip of the tongue. Mr. Smith, would you please to mind your own business? Go on away from here. Go on, get out. If you come again, I'll slam the door in your face.
I've taken a hell of a lot of trouble to find you, you know.
That's your own lookout, and I thank you not to swear at me. I don't permit it.
Well, you're enough to make any man swear.
If you won't go, I'll just need to ignore you and get on with my work.
Here. You can't manage those sheets by yourself.
I can manage quite well, thank you.
No, you can't. Sir. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to give my mother a hand with the folding. Pull. Pull. That's it. She gave me hot dripping toast for being a good lad. Have I been a good lad? Alas. Don't
cry?
I don't know what on earth I'm crying for.
I do. You're crying because you expected life to be like paradise, and it's not. This place has got you down. Come on, out of it.
Where'll I go?
Come with me.
Mr. Smith, what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that you should marry me.
Marry you? What for?
For fun.
Is this a joke?
No.
You mean you'd marry me when I was down and out like this?
Hey, what difference does that make?
Makes a lot of difference to me. I thank you very much. I'm very grateful to you.
Oh, don't put it like that, please.
But I am. You've given me back my self-respect. It's a very big thing.
Had you lost it?
You're bound to lose your self-respect when you think someone's wanted you for yourself. You find out it's for your money. Especially when your money's all gone.
Aye. It's a bit of a pill, isn't it? Well, what's your answer?
My answer's no.
Why?
If you think I'm the sort to take advantage of your kindness, you don't know me.
Kindness?
What else is it? Why else would you ask me?
I told you for fun. You make me laugh.
Oh, that's easy. Men like you laugh at anything. I'm no use to you. I'm a failure. My mistress says I don't even know how to cook. Oh, it's your oven.
I'm inventing a foolproof oven.
Are you? It should be a success. How do you get on with your washing machine?
Was it failing?
Oh, I'm awful sorry. How was that?
You didn't come to look at it?
No. But honestly.
Well, I was up against competition.
Like the rest of us. How's your blonde?
I don't know.
I thought you were in love with her.
Well, come to that, I thought you were in love with the Count. What back answer have you got to that?
Just that I was in love with him.
Well, come to that, I was in love with the blonde. It took me exactly a week to get over it. Just as it took you exactly a week to get over the Count.
Didn't. I'm not over him. I'm in love with him still.
Do you remember the first meal we had together?
I'll never forget it.
Neither will I.
It was the first time I tasted champagne.
Is that the only reason?
No.
Well, what was that?
It was the first time I ate a dinner I hadn't helped to cook.
I had hoped you were going to say because of the pleasant company.
As I remarked before, hope's all that's left to us sometimes.
Well, you didn't remark it to me.
Didn't I? It must have been to some other man.
I believe you're a dark horse.
Maybe I am.
At last.
At last what?
A smile. A wee smile. Did you really mean what you said about Storm being in love with the Count?
No, not really. It was only the way he kissed my hand. It seemed like romance. But what's the use of romance if there's no truth in it? I'm a stickler for the truth. That's why I finished with you. Both of you deceived me. I'll never trust a man again so long as I live. I hate lies.
Considering you're such a good little liar yourself.
Me? A liar? What do you mean?
How old are you? Oh.
A woman's allowed to take a slice of her age. It's understood.
And it's understood that a man's allowed to say he's met a business friend, or words to that effect. What made you angry was not so much the lie as the fact that I wanted to go out with the blonde instead of you. It was very silly of me. It showed me bad taste. I'm sorry. I can only promise you that it won't happen again.
How did you know I told a lie about my age?
Saw it in your passport.
Oh, you'd a cheat looking in my passport.
How could I help myself when you showed me a photo?
That awful thing.
Jeannie.
Who gave you leave to call me by my Christian name?
Mine's Stanley.
I know that, Mr. Smith.
Miss McLean, if you'll let me call you by a Christian name, I'll throw in a washing machine.
That's bribery and corruption.
I may not be able to kiss your hand as well as the Count.
You're doing fine.
Well, will you marry me, Jeannie? Jeannie?
If you really mean what you said about the washing machine.
I'll throw in a foolproof oven as well.
Then I've no alternative. Stanley?
In Jeannie by Amy Stewart. The part of Jeannie was played by Isabel Rennie. Stanley Smith by Hayden Jones. The Count by Trader Faulkner. Jeannie's father by Duncan McIntyre. Mrs. Whitelaw by Elizabeth Morgan. The Blonde, Cecile Chevreau. The Mistress, Gudrun Ewer. Bessie, Mary Wiley. And Maggie, Molly Weir. Other parts were played by John Badley, Jonathan Scott, and Anthony Vickers. The play